This is Jim Fetzer, your host on The Real Deal, where I am very troubled to report that Rebecca Roth seems to have rallied her minions to attack our website, those of Pete Santilli and several others who have been exposing her, where we have established about as many aliases as you could imagine a person could have. Initially, there were two or three: Rebecca Roth, Monica Gaynor, Karen Ashley, but others have found a half a dozen or more. She appears to be a complete charlatan, a complete fraud, but she has rallied her followers, and who are very gullible, to attack other sites and to make false claims about having been threatened with violence, to have been harassed. We're showing you now actually a capture of what she has told her followers to do, which is blatantly in violation of guidelines for YouTube. But in spite of that fact, YouTube has been extremely irresponsible and has actually taken our YouTube site down as of the 15th of December. I was myself unaware of the full dimensions of the problem because I believe that we weren't having shows broadcast over the holidays because Chance was taking a break, but it was actually impossible for him to get shows on the air. So at this point, I want to let you know that we're continuing to have our shows on The Real Deal, some of which have really been quite extraordinary, including about Benghazi, for example, as an especially fascinating, knew about Sandy Hook, Wayne Carver, and a host of other attempts to attack our research. But many of the other important topics you've come to expect that we'll deal with on The Real Deal. So I want to let you know that if you go to the archive periodically, you can get the show, which Chance is updating. It's also available on my Facebook page. Facebook for James H. Fetzer. Chance is posting them there, and he's created a new Facebook page, Facebook.com/The Real Deal with James H. Fetzer. So I want you to know we're going to continue to persevere, but it appears we're going to be on an extended probationary status where Chance can only put up 10-minute-long videos. This is completely unjust, completely unfair. It's letting a very bad person benefit at the expense of the public, including you, who have come to value what is being presented on this program. Chance, is there any additional source that they can exploit to get a hold of our shows that I'm overlooking?
Well, the MediaBroadcastingCenter.com has all the archives for everything up to this point, including what we're going to do in the future. And then, of course, that Facebook page is called The Real Deal with James H. Fetzer. There's a Media Broadcasting Center backup page. All of this is fully accessible through our original YouTube channel just by simply clicking on Jim's Real Deal playlist, and we're linking the two accounts together. We can't broadcast from there, but we can keep archiving it so it's easy for you to find. But all of our followers who are subscribing to our channel, over 4,000 or 5,000 built up in the last year, have got to click on the subscribe button to our new channel, and they'll be notified daily as Jim puts out new shows.
So click on the subscribe channel, and you'll be notified of new shows. And I'm very, very apologetic this has happened. Believe me, it's beyond our control, or it wouldn't be happening at all. I want to thank you for having followed the show, and we're going to continue to bring to you the highest quality programs on the most complex and controversial issues of our time. Thank you. On behalf of Chance George, my producer, and me, Jim Fetzer, I want to thank you for following The Real Deal.